Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Potentially not a good morning if you own stocks.
Today.
Yes, this day. Everything changes so fast in our world now. But Dow futures are down right now 400 points with, at this point, the markets haven't opened. So, you know, who knows? And that would be an expected 400. Dow futures down 400 points. That would be roughly a 2% expected drop in the stock market when the markets open today. Kind of tell folks what is going on here. The timing of this is extremely unhelpful and not good. What happened was the CFO of China's Huawei Technologies arrested in Canada on behalf, the Washington Post says, of the United States of America for violations, for basically international trade sanctions violations against Iran. Doing business illegally with Iran. And so this comes, oh, the timing of this. This comes right after the head of China's Communist Party and country, Xi Jinping, came out yesterday and said, we got a trade agreement. All y'all people in American media reporting that there's nothing to the trade agreement, that's, he didn't say this, but that's a lie. I mean, we do. Here's a list. Here's 150 things we've agreed to do. We are beginning to open in the Chinese economy. To Americans, now they're Chinese, they lie, okay? This is what the Chinese Communist Party and its leaders do, they lie. So who knows, are they going to really do it? I don't know. But as of yesterday, Xi Jinping had debunked the story. We spent a lot of time on this yesterday. Oh, that Chinese deal that Trump has is totally hollow, there's nothing to it. And they sent the market crashing, it was fake news. And so yeah, you literally had the head of China coming out and saying, you know, dude, quit with your fake news about Trump. We have a deal. But what part of that do you not understand? It has never changed from the moment that we cut the deal. Now, will they comply with it? Who knows? They're China. But as of right now, the fake news in America, that was an attempt to crash the markets, send it, you know, pummeling it down and blame Trump for the tariffs, has succeeded. It's amazing to see the Chinese do this and stick with Trump and say, no, the media is wrong about this. Well, so literally smack in the middle of this, the CEO of China's Huawei Technologies arrested. This person, Lee, is not just a CEO of, you know, of a Chinese company. This woman who's detained in Vancouver, British Columbia, is a major deal in the Communist Party, is a major deal in Chinese society, which, again, is redundant. It's the same thing. And she is the deputy chairman of the board, the daughter of company founder Rang Zhengfei. I think I'm saying that right.
We wouldn't know, Sarah.
Yeah, I apologize if I'm reading. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend to know. Anyway, so the Chinese are furious about this, saying they're going to fight it, saying they may retaliate against American business leaders. So, I mean, just to get to the point where you at least have the Chinese on the same page with us about opening the economy and then to have this happen. And I'm going to be very interested to find out. I was trying to figure this out. This would be boneheaded if I have to say it, if the Trump administration ordered it. I don't know how it happened, under whose authority it happened. I don't know how, but if it was in Canada, we don't know. So the way it's being phrased is that the, on authority of the United States of America, on behalf yeah. of the United States of America. Now, okay, to understand the whole thing here. The Canadian authorities did the arrest, right? They would like nothing better than to help China defeat NAFTA and Trump's tariffs. Like, that would be a big win for them because they have based their socialist economy entirely on importing illegal Chinese parts into this country using the NAFTA loophole. They don't have actual real manufacturing. It's more of a criminal enterprise where Canada and China collude to break U.S. trade law using the NAFTA loophole. So Canada is now facing the prospect of having, like, basically no real manufacturing, when it comes to anything requiring Chinese parts, which is most of what they do in Canada. They just assemble stuff and use the NAFTA loophole. They don't actually build anything, capitalistically speaking. They just assemble with the parts that the Chinese have illegally subsidized in order and weaponized against our industries. So and that's kind of an overview. So going to be interesting to see what happens today, Lee, with the markets.
Yes.
And even more interesting and maddening is going to be, and this is just so frustrating to me, once you understand what is really going on here, the fake news spin all day is going to be tariffs, tariffs, tariffs. Look, Trump's tariffs are crashing the economy. No.
Yeah.
No. 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 No.
There are serious concern about profits in the tech sector. All the major tech industries are down, and their forecasts are down. That's a large part of what's going on.
Yes.
Thing about the CEO meeting before Congress and the 14,000 jobs they're talking about taking out, this is stuff that was decided a long time ago. This is not something that a few weeks ago they said, oh, wait a minute, we got a trade war with China. It's Trump's tariffs. Guess what? Let's close a bunch of plants. This has been years in the making.
Right.
This is a reaction to market forces. Americans are not buying four-door sedans. That's what primarily GM has been making, and they've been losing money on them for years. And, of course, they're making tons of money on the trucks, as all manufacturers are on trucks and SUVs, because that's what the American market, for the most part, wants. And also, everyone's trying to gear up toward this, since we're being marched in lockstep toward electric vehicles. Instead of the government requiring them, somebody's done a deal behind the scenes with all the manufacturers saying, you are going to make electric vehicles and you're going to stop making internal combustion engines. And that's what it sounds like is going on, because you don't see a market that is saying, please, please give us more electric cars. We hate these old gasoline powered cars. That's not going on. But what's happening is that the manufacturers are phasing them out and phasing in electric vehicles. So there's huge changes in the automotive industry. There's word about Ford and some concerns about them, too. So this stuff has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with tariffs and the trade war with China.
Or Trump, really.
Or Trump, exactly.
No, I mean, Ed,
this has been years
in the making.
All the news
from China is good. It's incredibly good. I mean, to see the Xi Jinping step up, the president of China, the leader of the Chinese Communist Party, and essentially defend Trump from fake news yesterday. Like, I never thought I would see a thing like that in my life.
Yeah, that is pretty odd.
You know, I mean, that's talk about having somebody by the gonads.
You know what's going to happen next?
With the tariffs on China. What?
Democrats are going to accuse Trump of colluding with China.
No!
We'll have to have another investigation.
Oh, no. God, no. I can't handle it, too. Oh, yeah. So all that's going on. And one of the things to keep in mind with GM, I can't emphasize this enough. GM is hiring. What? They fired 14,000? No, they're hiring. They're hiring at plants in other states where car growth in the cars you just described that Americans want is over the top. I mean, they are running 24 hours a day, adding extra shifts, hiring people to try to keep going. It's just all of the plants that make the cars that are shutting down, every one of those cars saw in the last calendar year a double digit decline in sales in the last year.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
And so they have to close it. This has nothing to do with Trump. This has to do with unpopular cars that were pushed by the Obama administration. And that there just isn't a market demand for it. Now, I want to check. So you just told me something I didn't know, though. Really quickly, Lee, what is this about somebody's forcing automakers somehow to make electric cars? What is that?
This is my opinion.
I haven't seen that. No, I'm just curious.
I just think that there is something going on behind the scenes between international governments and international businesses that are in the automotive industry, because there's just this rush that I'm reading in all the enthusiast magazines. You know, Porsche is going to have electric vehicles, and Lamborghini and Ferrari's working on hybrids, and GM's moving toward electric cars, and Ford's doing this, and Volvo. All of these people are doing this. There's no huge market for it.
No, they're down by double digits in this country in terms of sales.
Electric cars are increasing, and the sales of electric cars are increasing, but they're increasing slowly.
Right.
And of course, Tesla is and Tesla is the poster child for this, because they're the only ones making a great car that just happens to be electric. And that's the difference. You've got mediocre cars that GM and other manufacturers have made that are electric that are, they're okay, they're good, they're not bad, and, you know, they're decent, but they're not outstanding. They don't have, you know, really competitive features or things that are really compelling that you, man, I want to buy that car. You know, that Tesla S model, you know, that's something I want to go out and get, or the Model X or the Model 3 or whatever. The other manufacturers aren't making those yet. Now, they will be soon. But it just seems to me that there is some force somewhere that is turning this around. I mean, this isn't, to me, an extension of the whole green global economy thing that is going on. And it just seems to me that there's got to be some pressure somewhere, whether it's the EU or just whoever's in control of things behind the scenes internationally in trade, that are trying to turn auto manufacturers away from internal combustion engines and force them into electric vehicles. Because this is how they will get the public to do it. You just take the market away. We stop building them.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I mean, definitely something to keep our eyes on. But it's, in the case of GM, they're just every one of those plants. Again, I mean, they're building cars that, again, double-digit decrease in sales. Plus, the problem with GM, too, Lee, and I'm sure you know this as well, is that they have not kept up and modernized. The plants that are successful across the country make multiple kinds of vehicles.
Right.
They can switch gears manufacturing, you know, between shifts, literally, and crank out different kinds. GM's plants were built to just make the one vehicle or two vehicles that happen to be failing. So they can't just convert over. They're dinosaurs, basically.
Well,
they have to close down.
And they're still on the old Union model.
Yeah, it's a big, fat mess. And again, it has nothing to do with Trump or tariffs or anything. It's just the final, you know, death throes of a dinosaur, basically, with GM.
In just hours from now, the stock market set to reopen after plunging nearly 800 points this week over trade fears. But now China says they're confident that they can strike a deal with the U.S.
As I told you yesterday. Yeah, there's a bunch of fake news. Oh, there's no teeth in there. There's no detail. There always were. I was reading, like, what? No, they laid out almost 150 specific categories that they would begin to open the Chinese economy on. To us, that's where the money is. It's the largest human economy on earth. I mean, if we can get in there, it's millions of jobs for us. It's a huge deal. That's why Trump's using the tariffs. Not to protect us against Chinese competition, but to demand we be allowed to sell in their markets. Fair and square. Pure capitalistic competition. No boosts, no, you know, freebies, none of that. So the media lied about that, and they managed to tank the economy pretty well. But here's the thing you got to understand, and I want you to remember this going forward. Whatever economic news you hear, whatever you see the numbers move, the Dow futures are down right now 400 points. Before the opening of the markets, that's a 2%. That roughly equals out to another 2% expected drop in the economy. In the stock markets. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I can't predict it. But I want you to understand how this is happening. Stuart Barney from Fox Business yesterday did a bang-up job of summarizing it in an epic rant, explaining the 799-point drop and how the decisions to sell those stocks are made. Let me explain something, folks. The media understand that. They understand every time they use the word recession in an article, even though there are no indicators of recession. There's one small one in the bond market, but that happens a lot of times and doesn't lead to recession, so whatever. But they know if they put the word recession over and over in their articles, they will trigger sell-offs by the mathematical algorithms that now run the market. Take a listen. Stuart Varney.
Computers, computer-driven trading, algorithms played a very large part in yesterday's drop, very sharp drop. Okay, let me explain it. First thing in the morning, we heard that interest rates had come way, way down, a sharp drop in interest rates. Some people think that is a signal for recession.
And they're talking about the bond market there.
You get that word in the headlines, recession, the algorithms read it, sell. Then came a flurry of tweets from President Trump in which he used the word tariff man. The computers, the algorithms, read that expression, sell. So you got a combination of two factors here. The possibility of a recession, which I think is absolute nonsense. There is no sign of a recession on the horizon at all.
Okay, remember when I spent a lot of time 2 days ago reading you the manufacturing report? 27-month-long expansion in manufacturing without a single month decline and continued optimism in manufacturing among manufacturers. The optimism level, despite what happened with interest rates, went up, up, up. They've got backlogs of orders. They can't build the infrastructure to make the goods fast enough. Does that sound like a recession to you? No. No, it doesn't. That's what Varney's talking about. Okay, keep listening.
At all. Then you got the tweets from President Trump. That was interpreted as, oh, a very hard line on China. Therefore, we're not going to get a deal. I think that's nonsense. It's a negotiating position. The computers read this stuff and sell. So you got a spiraling down nearly 800
points
by the
close. That would make sense because it seemed like the meeting with the Chinese president, there was a ceasefire.
Over the weekend.
Yes. Look, I think human beings on Wall Street should get a grip. I mean, I'm tired of being whipsawed like this by mathematicians who create an algorithm which tells you to sell when they read the words recession.
Stuart, you know now Wall Street is just one great big computer because that's how they make money now.
It is, and I don't know how you stop this, but I think the human should get a grip.
Yep. So listen, don't freak out. World's not ending. These are blips. It's going to go up and down and up and down. That's what's going to happen. And it is not as simple as Trump's tariffs. No. It's a lot more complicated. Now, the tariffs long term, could Trump lose this battle with the Chinese? Economically, no. He will not lose economically. We have all the cards. You're going to lose it in the media. Yeah, he could lose. Could hurt the stock market. But it hasn't happened yet. What is happening is fake. Trump is taking a risk, but it's a calculated risk. So, I mean, all of this, it's a bunch of smoke. It's a bunch of smoke, but the arrest of the Chinese executive by the Canada, not helpful. Not good. Making things easy for you to understand. So many talking points hurled at you. I think oftentimes with the media, trying to make you think that you can't understand and leaving you doubting and wondering, Trump tariffs should cause the market. No. What has caused the market to do what it has done is easy to understand. If you can cut through all the BS and get to it. Texter writes, even your resident anti-Trumper Vince yesterday was saying we are due a recession and one is coming. Well, a recession is always coming. And just the question is when. Listen, when it gets here and if it's legit, I will tell you. I'll tell you. What we have right now is a bunch of fake news about a recession. And the reason the media is using the term, they know this. The financial media knows this. When you use recession over and over in your articles, the algorithms that run our market now, they're mathematical formulas that scan the news. When there's a certain number of mentions of recession, it triggers sell orders. The media knows this. This is a big game. That's what this is. The only thing right now putting it at a serious risk of recession or even moderate risk of recession is going to be pullbacks in the auto and building sectors. And there is only one cause of that. I mean, trust me, I know this is my husband's business. This is what I do every day in the afternoon. I help to run that business. I understand this industry very, very well. What is causing the pullbacks? You're going to see job losses in the housing market. Because Trump sucked? No. Because the Fed has bumped rates up effectively a point. In a very short amount of time, the market can't absorb that. And the reason they're doing it is to have money flow out of the stock market so they can say, see, stock market decline, we're going into recession, economy suck. No, it's all been engineered by the Fed. There is no inherent structural weakness right now in the housing market. And the biggest problem the housing market had before this was that homes were unaffordable. And that was because there was such demand for them, it drove the price up. So, I mean, you're artificially, don't get me into this. Anyway. Even if you look at the bond market, right, the bond interest rates inverted, you don't need to know what that means. It's boring. But when that happens in the past, sometimes it's led to recession. That gave the media the ability to say recession, 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 knowing they would trip the sell orders on the algorithms. Now, what is the average length of time after the 5-year note, the 2-year note sort of invert, you know, they invert their interest rates? You don't even need to know about that. It's not important. What's the average time a recession happens after that? 26 months, folks. Come on. Come on. Texter writes, Terry, do you believe we should end the Federal Reserve? Yes, it's an absolute abomination. It is a cartel of banks that have way too much power. We should have a total free market interest rate system. Then we would know what the actual interest rate was supposed to be. Nobody could manipulate the market like you're seeing it manipulated right now. Read The Creature from Jekyll Island. It'll lay it all out. All right, so I want to continue with Stuart Varney because he's explaining here how the market is being manipulated right now, mainly by the media. And how these mathematical algorithms, when the media uses recession, 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 tariff, recession, tariff, recession, a lot in their pieces, it triggers sell orders. And that's a lot of what you saw the other day. the 799 point drop.
Any rational human being would tell you that there is really no sign of a recession on the horizon. It's not there.
Well, part of the to dig down a little bit deeper, they said, well, the lack of a hardcore reason behind the truce and a roadmap over the next 90 days of what China and the United States actually agreed to.
Okay, this is a, this is an epic rant by Stuart Varney yesterday, okay? Yesterday, an amazing thing happened in the last 24 hours. I've never seen anybody be able to get international leaders behave this way like Trump is. Xi Jinping, the head of the Communist Party and the president of China, came out and defended Trump from fake news. Whoa. I mean, talking about how he must have him by the gonads with these terrorists. Excuse my language, but I don't need that. I've never seen anything like it. He said, dude. Okay, he didn't say dude. But it was what he meant. Cut it out with the fake news. Well, how much more specific can we get? We have 150 things we have agreed to open the Chinese economy to U.S. commerce on. This is not a hollow agreement. We have a list. It's in writing. Here it is. Knock it off with the fake news. Is what he said yesterday. I mean, it's unequivocal. Nothing has ever changed. And so it's total fake news. Oh, the Chinese tariff agreement, it's hollow. Nothing's going to happen. Now, listen, the Chinese, they're a bunch of shysters. Are they going to comply with what's on that piece of paper? That's unknown. That's the future. I don't know. You don't know. Trump doesn't know. And to heck if the media knows. They just tanked the market with it. There was nothing in that agreement. Yes, there was. The Chinese president had to clarify. It's ridiculous. All right. So that's what they're referring to right here. It's talking about, well, we heard the agreement was hollow, so the market goes down.
Was the reason. In fact, Peter Navarro said yesterday, all the hand-wringing going on right now maybe is the fault of us not communicating more precisely about what exactly occurred in their two-and-a-half-hour meeting with China.
And in that Peter Navarro's interview with Brett Baer last night on Special Report.
He was in the meeting.
He was in the meeting. He detailed the fact that Xi Jinping, China's leader, had outlined, 140 different items on which they would take action. It was a detailed line-by-line reasoning from China's leader in that meeting about what they were going to do. Now, I thought that was positive. Frankly, flat-out positive. And I'm not prepared to accept the view of the computers that tariff man means we get
Stuart,
deal.
You would think that if there's going to be a gigantic market sell-off, it would be after the 90 days, not on the fourth day.
You're going to get a lot of this. You're going to get all kinds of maneuvering as we head up to the 90-day deadline. Mm-hmm. You're going to get statement from here, statement from there. The market reads this, the market reads that. You're going to get a lot of up and down.
Real quickly, good time to invest right now if you are in it for the long haul?
If you have an iron gut.
Everything's down.
Oh, that's a difficult question. A lot of people think this is a buying opportunity.
Yes.
If you've got a strong stomach and you're investing for 2 or 3 years down the road, I say you've got a pretty good shot.
All that's going to be included in your show from 9 to noon live.
All of it.
It's the only thing left in this world we can count on.
All right, so, yeah. That's what's actually going on. Now, they may succeed in talking to us talking us into a recession. That's possible. They've done it before. It's going to be hard, given how on fire the economy is. But, hey, the media is always up to the challenge. Can I guarantee you there'd be no recession? No, nobody knows. And let me tell you what. These people don't know. But what Stuart Varney just said is right on. It's dead on. Texter writes, the Fed never increased the interest rate like this under Obama. Coincidence, I think not. See, it's the rate at which they're doing it. It is deliberate. Warning to self. It says, you watch the media. You can trust nothing Wall Street says about the tariff negotiations with China. Maybe they're lying to you. Maybe they're not. You don't know. Because they have every incentive to lie. Peter Morici, financial analyst on Fox, nailed this morning. Absolutely nailed this when he said this.
There's enormous resistance on Wall Street to admitting that China is a criminal state, that its violations of international trade rules are harming the United States, because Wall Street makes money off this thing.
Yeah, don't forget that. Speaking of making money off this thing, you're a white guy, but, you know, turn on the television. It's increasingly very difficult to be a white guy in our society, particularly a white Christian. Oh, what do you hear? Coming up in the next segment? Listen, I got to tell you, be careful when you apply for a job about telling anyone you're a Christian. This is what we've come to in America. Wait till you hear this study. That'll be in the next segment. But first, before we get there, you're a white guy, and that's an increasingly hard thing to be in our society. So just don't be one. That's what Ralph Taylor has decided. He's in of Linwood, Washington. Okay. In Linwood, Washington, now the state of Washington, you can get minority contracts with the state. So, you know, you don't have to compete on a pure, you know, financial basis. They hire, predetermined to hire a certain number of minorities, right? Well, Ross has always been, Ralph Taylor has always been a white dude. I mean, you look at him, he's a white, he's very white. And he admits no one has ever discriminated against him, but then somebody gave him a gift. One of those ancestry DNA tests. And to his shock, he discovered that he is 4% black and 6% Native American. He's 90% Caucasian, but so what? Mr. Taylor has decided that he is black. In fact, he signed an affidavit stating he considers himself to be black. Well, the state was perplexed by this. I mean, he's clearly a white dude. He owns an insurance company. So they're in court now, fighting it out. He's like, I identify as black. Look, I mean, by the Pocahontas standard, I mean, this guy is super minority. I mean, he's like 10%. That's huge. I mean, the media said you had to believe her, right? She's a Native American. Well, then if she's a Native American, and by gosh, Mr. Taylor is black. I mean, he's got the whole 10%, not 0.10. Like Elizabeth Warren, he's 10%. He's full on 10%, 6% Native American, 4% black. There you go. And he says he now identifies as black and he wants the minority contract. Good for him. So the state comes into court and they pulled his birth certificate. Yeah, see, look here. Your mom and your dad identified as Caucasian on your birth certificate. So you're Caucasian. The birth certificate? No problem, said Mr. Taylor's attorney in court. Oh, I love this. We had his birth certificate changed. That's an old copy, the attorney noted. It currently says black and Native American. That's how he identifies himself. The birth certificate was changed. Wait. Isn't this what they're doing with licenses in like New York and it's California, different places? You just, it's whatever you identify. Well, then I'm sorry, he's black. If he wants to be black, if he wants to be Native American, he wants to be mixed. That's what he is, right? Guess where he's arguing this? Oh, this is the best part. This case will be argued before the Ninth Circus. Oh, they're so over a barrel. I get the popcorn. I can't wait to watch this. What are they gonna? What are they gonna rule? Oh, you can't identify something you're not. Wait. Okay, you can't. I mean, what are we gonna have? Racial measurement tests now? What? You're black at 10%, but not at 4%. You're Native American at what? No, see, they can't do that because that'll disqualify Elizabeth Warren. So that's, I don't know. They're gonna have to tie themselves in knots. Oh, by the way, did you see what is going on? Oh, we're going to have fun with this today. We're going to tackle this coming up next, too. Well, not tackle. Well, there's a transgender Miss Universe contestant who many believe is now the odds-on favorite to win the Miss Universe competition. And this individual, clearly having a grasp of politics here, has a message for Trump and the world. You want to know what it is? Quote, if they give me the crown, Miss Universe crown, it would show trans women are just as much women as cis women. Now, unlike many of these guys currently competing in women's events and sports and stuff, this individual has actually had the surgery and is on the hormones. And really can rock a set of heels, I got to say, in a makeup. Well, anyway, so here we go. We are well on our way, I guess, to having somebody who was a guy but isn't a guy but might be a guy but is probably not a guy win yet another woman's event. What do you think about that? Now, we're going to get into all this coming up in the next segment. By the way, And then stick around. This is Must Hear Radio Day. You're going to need to text podcast to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. That's 71307. You got to hear all this. But by the way, in Maine, they just took away the congressional win of a congressional candidate. One totally verifiable. Nobody disputes it. Won by 2,000 votes. But lost. Wait, what? Yeah, no, nobody disputes this individual won by 2,000 votes. They just decided to change the way they count the votes in May. So that getting the most votes does not mean you win the congressional race. Wait, what? Oh boy. Stay tuned, folks. Strap on your seatbelts. Good show today.